Can we take the unless the father drawing, you know, yes. Now the song I want us to sing, it's been such a blessing. In the past few weeks. And I would recommend, if you want to go to heaven, you sing this song. So you will find out now.
Okay, let's translate it into German. Unless the Father draws, no man shall see his face. And when the Father draws him,
und wenn der Herr ihn, Vater ihn zieht,
it is only by his grace.
Ist es nur durch seine Gnade.
O Lord, I pray you draw me.
O Herr, ich bitte, dass du mich ziehst.
With every breath I take.
Mit jedem Atemzug, den ich nehme.
And change my heart forever.
Dass du mein Herz für immer veränderst.
That I may see your face.
Dass ich dein Herz, dein Gesicht sehe.
And let's make it a prayer.
Lass uns ein Gebet machen.
There's actually a second verse that I added. It is not in the book.
Es gibt noch einen Vers, der da nicht dabei steht.
He says, unless the Father draws me,
yes.
I shall not see his face. And when the Father draws me,
und wenn der Herr mich sieht,
it is only by his grace.
Ist es nur durch deine Gnade.
O Lord, I pray you, draw me.
O Herr, ich bitte dich, zieh mich.
With every breath I take.
Mit jedem Atemzug, den ich nehme.
And change my heart forever.
Und mein Herz für immer verändern.
That I may see your face.
Dass ich dein Angesicht sehen kann.
Amen.
Amen. The song has been on my heart from yesterday.
Oh, really?
And I hope that you will sing.
Change my heart for. draw me with every breath I take. Lord, we thank you for bringing us to your bosom, bringing us into your presence, bringing us into your courts, bringing us into your heart, for opening your heart to us, for pouring your spirit upon us, for breathing upon us, for the breath of life, for your blood, and for your word that you gave. And Lord, we confess that it is the best experience of our lives. No one says one day in your presence is better than 1,000. And Lord, we pray you, O Lord, draw us with every breath that we take, O God, and change our hearts forever, O God, that we may see, that we may behold your face. So we ask, O God, that you might anoint our hearts and anoint your word. For as I might give seed to the sower,
du gibst den Samen dem Sämann,
and give bread to the eater.
Und das Brot dem Essenden gibt.
Give us wine.
Gib du uns Wein.
Even sweet wine, O God, refined wine. And anoint our hearts, O God,
und salbe unser Herzen,
to see
um zu sehen,
that which you are showing your people at this time.
Das, was du für heute für dein Volk
even the vision that is going to change our lives.
Eine Vision, die unser Leben verändern wird.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Dein Name sei getrieben.
In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God again for being here.
Möchte Gott danken, dass ich hier sein kann.
This is the second time I was here.
Es ist das zweite Mal, dass ich hier bin.
2011, that's 2 years ago.
Vor 2 Jahren war ich hier.
Just want to share a couple of thoughts.
Und ich möchte nur einige Gedanken mit euch teilen.
I have been warned not to speak so fast.
I
did not to speak so softly also. So you have to pray for me. Not to go too fast and not to speak so softly. Amen. I just want to show, probably just show some pictures. Because I figure that the problem and the challenge you have is that of vision.
Weil ich glaube, dass das Problem, das ihr habt, ist das Problem der Visualisierung.
Because where there is no vision,
wenn es keine Vision gibt,
the people do not know where to go.
Wenn das Volk also nicht weiß, wohin es geht.
And I believe that the basic problem.
Deshalb glaube ich, dass das grundsätzliche Problem,
that we as a people have, is that of vision and direction.
Dass wir als Volk nicht, uns fehlt die Vision. Wir wissen nicht, wo es lang geht.
And I'm very much concerned with vision.
Und deshalb kümmere ich mich sehr um diese Vision.
So you have to pardon me if I speak a lot about vision.
Und deshalb müsst ihr jetzt entschuldigen, wenn ich sehr viel über Visionen rede.
You know, I was listening to Brother Rude this afternoon, is it? Rudy, this afternoon.
Rüdiger zugehört.
And he was talking about the beast.
Und sprach über das Tier der Offenbarung.
And yesterday night, Brother Mark was talking about, speaking from Exodus about Passover and so on.
Und gestern sprach Mark aus dem zweiten Kapitel Mose über das Passafest.
About God judging the gods of Egypt.
Wie Gott die Götter Ägyptens bestraft.
And I was very uncomfortable last night.
Und gestern Abend habe ich mich sehr unwohl gefühlt.
And I was saying this, that he was preaching my message.
Weil ich merkte, spricht das, was ich das sagen wollte.
So I was praying that he wouldn't go to certain areas. Because then I won't have anything to say. So it's just to confirm that God has been speaking to us. Amen. And then Brother Bot came in the morning and I was also speaking on certain aspects. But let me share with you, I was at the airport coming in, I think it was in London.
Ich war in London am Flughafen, als ich hierher flog.
And I was really shocked when I got to Prague.
Und wollte nach Prag weiterfliegen.
And I see a picture.
Und dann sah ich ein Bild.
And I call it Muslim Europe.
Und ich möchte das muslimisches Europa nennen.
Muslim Europe.
Muslimisches Europa.
Have you thought about it?
The
MU. Okay. Okay, Muslim Europa.
Muslimisches Europa.
In 10 years.
In 10 Jahren.
That's very far.
Und das ist nicht sehr weit weg.
It will be a reality.
Wird es Realität sein?
Are we aware of that?
Sind wir uns dessen bewusst?
Might not be.
Might not be.
Aber well,
something has to happen. Drastic has to happen.
Aber davor muss, wenn es nicht passiert, dann muss etwas Drastisches vorher passieren.
Because the population dynamics says it's going to happen.
Die Populationsentwicklung, die Bevölkerungsentwicklung.
So yes, God can do something to stop
it.
God can
natürlich etwas dagegen tun.
This is an inevitable road.
Aber es scheint so, als ob es unwiderruflich ist.
But like the brother says, I believe if we pray, then maybe God can arrest it.
Aber ich glaube natürlich, dass Gott, wenn wir beten, eingreift.
So this is a carefully planned project by people who have vision.
Das ist ein Projekt geplant von Menschen, die eine weite Vision haben.
And it's supposed to happen without firing one shot.
Und das soll passieren, ohne dass ein einziger Schuss fällt.
Not one shot fired.
Nicht ein einziger Schuss soll dazu fallen.
And this is going to be a reality.
Und es wird auch Realität werden.
In Germany here.
Hier in Deutschland.
They say in 5 years.
Kann es in 5 Jahren bereits so weit sein?
So check your records. They say 5 years. Germany is likely to have greater population of Muslims.
Hier in Deutschland gibt es eine recht große Anzahl von muslimischer Bevölkerung.
Check your records.
Schaut bei den Unterlagen nach.
They have more children than you are having.
Sie haben viel mehr Kinder als ihr Kinder habt.
They are in the jobs. They have PhDs. They have MSs. They have good jobs. They are intelligent. They are everywhere.
Sie sind intelligent, haben gute Arbeitsstellen und alles.
So we have a big problem in our hands.
Da haben wir vor unseren Augen ein großes Problem.
You know, so it's something that we need to go back to the drawing board.
Deshalb müssen wir da zurückgehen, wo es herkam.
And we need to ask ourselves some basic questions.
Und deshalb müssen wir uns selbst einige wichtige Fragen stellen.
Amen. And I am one of those. I've been asking questions.
Und ich bin einer, der Fragen stellt.
Because when you ask God questions, then He answers. He begins to, you know, open things up to you.
Wenn du Gott Fragen stellst und sie dir beantwortet, dann macht Gott dir Dinge offenbar.
Amen. Let me read a scripture from Revelation 7.
Ich möchte aus Offenbarung 7 lesen.
I believe there is a solution.
Glaube ich, ist die Lösung.
Revelation 7. So maybe you can read the first 3 verses.
Die Verse 1 bis 3. Nach diesem sah ich 4 Engel auf den 4 Ecken der Erde stehen. Sie hielten die 4 Winde der Erde fest, damit kein Wind weher auf der Erde, noch auf dem Meer, noch über irgendeinem Baum. Und ich sah einen anderen Engel von Sonnenaufgang heraufsteigen, der das Siegel des lebendigen Gottes hatte. Und er rief mit lauter Stimme den 4 Engeln zu, denen gegeben worden war, der Erde und dem Meer Schaden zuzufügen, und sagte: Schadet nicht der Erde, noch dem Meer, noch den Bäumen, bis wir die Knechte unseres Gottes in ihren Stirn versiegelt haben.
Amen. Now, Brother George was touching something when he was speaking this afternoon.
Heute Nachmittag sagte George etwas in dieser Richtung.
You cannot fight a spirit with his methods.
Man kann einen Feind nicht mit seinen eigenen Methoden besiegen.
So you cannot fight the war on the level in which the devil is fighting.
Man kann den Feind nicht auf der gleichen Ebene besiegen, wie er selber kämpft.
So, for instance, this is a major threat.
Das ist hier ein Trend, den wir sehen.
So, if you wanted to fight this,
wenn wir das also bekämpfen möchten,
maybe you want to go into legislation.
Vielleicht wollt ihr euch in der Legislative.
You want to get into advocacy.
Oder vielleicht wollt ihr Rechtsanwälte werden.
You probably start a movement.
Vielleicht startet ihr eine Bewegung.
You start an NGO.
Eine NGO startet ihr vielleicht.
Maybe you start encouraging couples to have children.
Vielleicht ermutigt ihr Paare, mehr Kinder zu bekommen.
As a matter of fact, that's what the devil wants you to do.
Aber genau das ist das, was der Feind möchte, dass ihr tut.
You hate the Muslims.
Ihr steht den Muslims gegenüber.
When you see them, you hate them.
Ihr sagt nicht, dass ihr die Muslims habt.
That's exactly what the devil wants you to do, to react, how he wants you to react.
Aber das ist das, wie er möchte, dass ihr reagiert.
And that will not get the job done.
Aber das führt zu keinem Ziel.
Amen. So we must fight the devil on our own terms.
Wir müssen den Feind mit auf unsere Weise.
You know, we fight him where our strength is.
Wir besiegen ihn mit dem, wo wir unsere Stärke haben.
How about the children?
Zum Beispiel Kinder.
The majority of the children are taking over.
Die Mehrzahl der Kinder wird übernommen.
By the spirit of whoredom.
Durch Langeweile.
This is called Internet.
Yeah. Zum Beispiel durch das Internet.
Facebook.
Media.
And so on, the social media.
Social media.
Alright, so the children are gone.
Also sind die Kinder weg vom Fenster.
So how do you deal with this?
Was tut man also dagegen?
You put adult code.
Man kann zum Beispiel einen Code eingeben.
You put adult filters.
Ein Filter eingeben.
You filter what they watch, what they do.
Ein Filter im Internet, das wirklich nur das angeschaut wird, was angeschaut werden darf.
That already failed before you started.
Aber der hat schon, der ist schon durchlässig, bevor man ihn überhaupt installiert hat.
So it would never work.
Es wird also auch nicht funktionieren.
But that's what the devil wants us to do.
Aber das ist das, was der Feind möchte, dass wir tun.
But there's a better way to fight.
Aber es gibt eine bessere Art und Weise zu kämpfen.
Amen. So if we're going to fight the devil,
wenn wir den Feind besiegen wollen,
then we must find out the solutions God has brought.
Dann müssen wir die Lösung herausfinden, die Gott hat.
So some of the things that I've been thinking about are, you know, the practical ways in which we can beat the devil.
Und einige der praktischen Aspekte, wie wir den Feind besiegen können, habe ich versucht herauszufinden.
And I was very much encouraged when I was looking at this scripture a few weeks ago. This scripture is speaking about sealing.
In dieser Bibelstelle spricht es über eine Versiegelung.
It's speaking about sealing on the forehead.
Eine Versiegelung auf der Stirn.
Now, what does the Bible say is the forehead?
Was steht Stirn?
The forehead speaks of the mind.
Stirn steht für Gedanken.
You know, so he's using prophetic language, biblical language.
Hier wird also eine prophetische biblische Art der Sprache verwendet.
It's symbolic language.
Eine symbolische Sprache.
To speak about what God wants to do.
Um darüber zu sprechen, was Gott tun möchte.
And there's a secret in that.
Und da liegt ein Geheimnis verborgen.
Because that which God wants to do,
denn das, was Gott tun möchte,
the devil has already gone ahead to do.
Hat der Feind schon vorher versucht.
I don't know if you got that.
Versteht ihr das?
That which God wants to do,
das, was Gott tun möchte,
the devil has already gone ahead to do.
Hat der Feind schon vorgelaufen, um es zu tun.
Amen. So, what the devil has done,
was der Teufel also getan hat,
is that the devil has messed around with the mind.
Ist, dass er die Gedanken verwirrt hat.
And historically, it started in Germany.
Und historisch gesehen hat es hier in Deutschland angefangen.
The revolution regarding the mind,
die Revolution der Gedanken,
all the major philosophers,
all die großen Philosophen,
that began to talk about independence of the mind.
Die alle über die Unabhängigkeit des Geistes sprachen.
They all had something to do with Europe and Germany.
Waren alle verbunden mit Europa oder Deutschland.
The people who began to tell you that there is no God.
Die Menschen, die angefangen haben, darüber zu reden, es gibt keinen Gott.
And who began to propound those theories.
Die diese Theorien aufgestellt haben.
Karl Marx
zum Beispiel.
Freud. Sigmund Freud. What's the other one? Engels.
Nietzsche.
Engels. All right. All the major philosophers came from there. So what do you think is happening? This morning we were talking about the Black Knight. Now you wonder how come it's so difficult to break through.
Und man fragt sich, warum ist es so schwierig, durchzubrechen?
Yeah, it's difficult to break through because the devil has already built his kingdom.
Es ist so schwierig, weil der Feind schon angefangen hat, sein Königreich aufzubauen.
You know, if you look at Numbers 33,
wenn man im dritten Buch Mose Kapitel 33 schaut,
you know, I think from verse 32 down towards the end,
32 bis zum Ende,
there were specific things that God spoke about.
Da gibt es einige spezielle Dinge, über die Gott gesprochen hat.
God says, when you go into the promised land,
wenn du in das verheißte Land hineingehst,
there are specific things you must do.
Dann gibt es bestimmte Dinge, die ich dir auftrage, dass du sie tun sollst.
He says you must drive out the inhabitants of a land.
Du musst alle vorherigen Bewohner austreiben.
By the way, the land speaks of the mind.
Aber dieses Land steht für die Gedanken.
I'm taking that for granted.
Das gehe ich davon aus, dass ihr das wisst.
That you will agree with that.
Und ich denke auch, dass ihr darüber übereinstimmt.
Because we don't have much time. If I'm going to prove that, it's going to take me one more hour to just to establish that.
Wenn ich das noch herleiten sollte, dann würde es mich noch eine Stunde nehmen.
So I'm just taking it that you will see that when the Bible speaks about the promised land.
Also wenn die Bibel über das verheißte Land spricht,
the promised land is the soul.
Dieses verheißte Land, was bald kommt.
Because when they got to the promised land, it was already occupied.
Denn dieses verheißte Land war bereits besetzt.
And there were two princes they had to overcome to come into the promised land.
Zwei Prinzen mussten überwunden werden, bevor sie überhaupt
einen Ort der Unterhalt gelassen. Und Sihon. Og und Sihon.
Og und
Sihon.
Sihon.
Sihon. Well, so how do you pronounce that? Sihon.
Sihon.
Sihon, okay. And then Og.
Und Og war der Zweite.
All right. So now, those are two major giants they had to overcome to come into the promised land. Og represents desire.
Og steht für die Wünsche.
Because Og means circle.
Denn Og bedeutet Kreis.
And then Sion speaks of the emotion.
Und Sion spricht über die Emotionen.
Because this means temper.
Denn Sion heißt übersetzt
Temper. And they had to deal with the Amorites. Which speaks of the mind. Because these ones were mountain dwellers. They dwelt in the high places. So the whole thing about the promised land is speaking about the soul. And the children of Israel had to cross that river Jordan. They had to go through Jordan in order to come into that promised land. And we know Jordan speaks of death. Okay, so you can say death to self. You know, so it's a whole picture that was being painted. You know, God was painting to us.
Gott hat es für uns gezeichnet.
And then and God said, when you come into the promised land,
dann sagte Gott, wenn ihr in das verheißene Land kommt,
you drive out the inhabitants.
Dann schmeißt es die alten Leute
raus. The circle. Yeah. Circle just means something round. It's piece of the bottomless pit. It's a never ending. It's endless. The circle is endless. It goes round and round. It doesn't end.
Okay.
So this piece of the bottomless pit. Bottomless pit. Or a never ending. So the desires can never be. You know. Yes, it keeps going on and on. Never satisfied. It's the eyes that can never be satisfied, full of adultery that can never be satisfied. So it's speaking of about a spiritual experience. And as we go on, we will see the reality of what God is saying to us. And so God said to them, you must destroy their altars.
Du musst ihre Altäre zerstören.
You must destroy their images.
Ihre Abbilder zerstören.
You must destroy their pictures.
Ihre Bilder zerstören.
You must break down the high places, all those things.
Die Höhen, auf denen sie wohnen.
Now, those things were platforms for worship.
All das waren die Altäre des Lobpreises.
And the reality is that the mind is filled with images, altars, pictures, and so the mind is the place of worship.
Und Tatsache ist, dass unsere Gedanken der Platz sind, wo diese Altäre sich befinden.
Like Brother Bot was saying in the morning, there are things the devil knows about us that we do not know about ourselves.
Es gibt Dinge, die der Feind über uns weiß, die wir selber nicht wissen.
And you better believe this.
Das solltet ihr besser glauben.
Move it. There are things the devil knows about you that you do not know about yourself. And one of the things the devil knows about you and about me is that the mind is the eternal altar of God. When you think of eternal, there is an eternal priesthood.
Es gibt ein ewiges Priestertum.
You want to say a spiritual priesthood.
Ein geistliches geistliches Priestertum.
And that priesthood is the priesthood of the soul.
Und dieser Priester ist die Seele.
Your soul is a priest.
Deine Seele ist ein Priester.
Now, this is what the devil knows about you, that he believes you will never find out about yourself.
Das ist das, was der Teufel über dich weiß, was er möchte, dass du es niemals erfährst.
And every program the devil has planned,
jedes Programm, was der Teufel plant,
he has planned it on that basis, on that program,
hat er auf dieser Basis aufgehängt,
that you will never find out.
Dass du das niemals erfährst.
Amen. So the devil reckons that you will always relate to him at the natural level.
Deshalb möchte der Feind das am liebsten, dass du immer auf natürliche Weise ihm versuchst zu begegnen.
So he's so sure that you will ever remain bound to the carnal realm, to the earthly realm.
Dass er sicher gehen kann, dass du immer den fleischlichen verbunden bist.
So I'm going to draw a picture.
Möchtest du euch ein weiteres Bild malen?
Of the mountain, of a mountain.
Ein Berg.
This is a mountain.
Ein Berg.
Amen. So let's read about this mountain.
Über diesen Berg möchte ich euch jetzt etwas vorlesen.
In Isaiah chapter 2. Yes.
Jesaja Kapitel 2.
You can read verse 1 to... Vers 1 to 5.
Das Wort des Jesaja, der Sohn des Amos, über Juda und Jerusalem geschaut. Und es wird geschehen am Ende der Tage, da wird der Berg des Hausherrn feststehen als Haupt der Berge und der Hafenwall über die Hügel. Und alle Nationen werden zu ihm strömen. Und viele Völker werden hingehen und sagen: Kommt, lasst uns hinaufgehen zum Berg des Herrn, zum Haus des Gottes Jakobs, dass er uns aufgrund seiner Wege lehre und wir auf seinen Pfaden gehen. Denn von Zion wird Weisung ausgehen und das Wort des Herrn von Jerusalem. Und er wird richten zwischen den Nationen und für viele Völker Recht sprechen. Dann werden sie ihre Schwerter zu Pflugscharen umschmieden und ihre Speere zu Wintermessern. Nicht mehr wird Nation gegen Nation das Schwert erheben und sie werden den Krieg nicht mehr lernen. Haus Jakob, komm, lass uns im Licht des Herrn leben.
Okay, let's go to... this is one side of the story. Let's see the other side of the mountain. We see another mountain. Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. Read from verse 11 to 14.
In den Sheol hinabgestürzt ist deine Pracht und der Klang deiner Harfen. Maden sind unter dir zum Lager ausgebreitet und Würmer sind deine Decke. Wie bist du vom Himmel gefallen, du Glanzstern, Sohn der Morgenröte? Wie bist du zu Boden geschmettert, Überwältiger der Nationen? Und du sagtest in deinem Herzen: Zum Himmel will ich hinaufsteigen, hoch über den Sternen Gottes meinen Thron aufrichten und mich niedersetzen auf den Versammlungsberg im äußersten Norden. Ich will hinaufsteigen auf Wolkenhöhe, dem Höchsten mich gleich machen.
Yes, 40. Okay, you read that. Okay. So, there are two sides to this mountain.
Es gibt zwei Seiten dieses Berges.
There are two interests to this mountain.
Zwei haben an diesem Berg Interesse.
So the devil says, I will ascend.
Der Teufel sagt, ich werde da hinaufsteigen.
Into heaven.
In den Himmel.
Which heaven is he speaking of?
Welcher Himmel ist hier gemeint?
So there are three heavens.
Es gibt drei Himmel.
He could not be talking about the third heaven. He could not be speaking of the third heaven. The third. Okay, sorry. The Bible says the heaven of heavens.
In der Bibel steht, den Himmel der Himmel.
Belong to God.
Denn der gehört dem Herrn.
So the devil does not have access.
Dort kann der Feind nicht hin.
To that realm of light.
In diese,
yeah. Amen.
Kann er nicht.
Okay, and then we know about the first heaven.
Dann wissen wir den festgelegten Himmel.
If you go out now, you will see the first heaven.
Da sehen wir draußen das Firmament.
With the stars, okay, firmament and all that, yes.
Mit den Sternen.
So he couldn't have been speaking of that one.
Über den kann er auch nichts gesprochen haben.
He was speaking of the second heaven.
Sondern er sprach über diesen zweiten Himmel.
And that is the heaven within us.
Und das ist dieser Himmel in uns.
Amen. And he says, I will ascend up to heaven.
Und da heißt es, ich werde aufsteigen in den Himmel.
I will go above the clouds.
Ich werde über die Wolken gehen.
Above the stars of God.
Über die Sterne.
And I'm going to set up my kingdom there.
Und dort werde ich mein Königreich einsetzen.
So he's speaking about this place.
Über diesen Platz, dort oben spricht er.
The very top.
Die Spitzen, die Bergspitzen.
So the devil is interested there.
An dieser Bergspitze hat der Feind Interesse.
And if you look at Matthew chapter 4,
wenn man in Matthäus 4 schaut,
the Bible says that he showed Jesus,
dass er Jesus zeigte,
all the kingdoms,
all die Königreiche,
all the dominions of the world.
Und die Herrschaften dieser Welt.
He said, these have been given to me.
Und er sagte, die sind mir gegeben.
So he was claiming it.
Er hat sie beansprucht.
So he already has access.
Er hat also bereits Anspruch darauf.
Amen. So there is a boldness he has.
Er hat also eine Mut,
because he has an access already.
Weil er schon dort drauf gehen darf.
To the heights of the clouds.
Oh.
Amen. And we read also in chapter 2 of Isaiah.
In Isaiah Kapitel 2 lesen wir.
Says that in the last days.
In 2014.
In 2013. That the mountain of the Lord's house will be set up at the top of the mountain also. So God wants to set up his kingdom also at the top of the mountain. So there is going to be war in heaven. The Bible said there was war in heaven. Someone said, I don't want war. I'm tired of fighting. I don't want any controversy. I just want things to go smoothly. Well, it cannot be so because there are competing interests. So this mountain has different degrees.
Dieser Berg hat also verschiedene Level.
It has different levels.
Verschiedene Höhen.
So we want to speak about those levels.
Und über diese unterschiedlichen Ebenen möchte ich sprechen sollen.
So this mountain has a foundation.
Dieser Berg hat ein Fundament, eine Basis.
And the foundation is the foundation of the eternal priesthood of Melchizedek.
Und das ist die Grundlage der ewigen Priesterschaft des Melchizedek.
Well, I've written the eternal priesthood of the soul.
Die ewige Priesterschaft der Seele.
Now, this is the foundation of this temple.
Auf diesem Tempel steht das ganze Fundament.
Now, God says something to Mary.
Gott sagt etwas zu Maria.
Sorry, is it Mary, the lady in John chapter 4? Was that her name?
Johannes 4.
The woman at the well. I don't know her name. Okay, she had no name. Okay, the woman at the well.
Es war nicht Maria, sondern die Frau am Brunnen. Zu der sprach er.
Now, she was doing what every church has done.
Sie tut das, was jede Kirche versucht hat.
The woman at the well speaks of the church.
Die Frau am Brunnen ist ein Bild für die Kirchen.
And every church has always been what I call a locational church.
Jede Kirche war bisher eine lokale Kirche.
Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem zum Beispiel.
Samaria.
In Samaria.
Berlin.
Auch in Berlin.
Bad Neuenhaus, how do you pronounce it? Bad
Neuenhaus.
Neuenhaus. She was saying, look, Jesus, if you are going to worship, you must come to my church.
Wenn du musst zu meiner Gemeinde kommen, das sagt sie.
My church is in Samaria is the best.
Meine Gemeinde dort in Samaria ist die beste.
So you people say it's in Jerusalem, but we say it's in Samaria. It's happening in Samaria.
Sagen, die beste Kirche ist in Jerusalem, ich sage, sie ist in Samaria.
I said, no, it's not like that.
Aber so ist es nicht.
So that God is a spirit.
Gott ist ein Geist.
And they that worship God must worship him in spirit.
Und die ihn anbeten im Geist.
That is the first key.
Das ist der erste Schlüssel.
To victory.
Zum Sieg.
Yes. Amen. Yes. That is the foundation of this mountain.
Und das ist die Grundebene dieses Berges.
It is a spiritual church.
Eine geistliche Gemeinde.
They that worship God must worship him in spirit
and in truth.
Now, if we miss the import of that, then we'll lose the battle even before we start.
Dann können wir schon wieder aufhören, noch ehe wir
God is a spirit.
Gott ist Geist.
God's house must be a spiritual house.
Und Gottes Haus muss ein geistliches Haus sein.
God's altar must be spiritual altar.
Amen. Gottes Ordnung ist eine geistliche Ordnung.
Those who worship God must worship Him in the realms of the Spirit.
Und die ihn anbeten, müssen ihn im Geist anbeten.
So, if we come to God with the physical mentality,
wenn wir zu Gott also in einer natürlichen Art und Weise,
and which is what the devil wants us to do,
was der Feind möchte, dass wir es tun,
and that's what we have to do even as end time people,
und das möchte er auch von uns als Menschen in der letzten Zeit,
we see that we are having so many challenges.
Wir sehen, dass wir so viele Herausforderungen haben.
But the devil does not come to us with location.
Aber der Feind kommt nicht da, wo wir sind.
And I would say, and I usually say that this is the Old Testament version. Because in the Old Testament it was specific. In Leviticus it said, if you are going to bring your offering, you must go to Jerusalem.
Man musste sein Opfer nach Jerusalem, also an ein festgelegtes Opfer.
And you must do that three times in the year.
Und das muss man dreimal im Jahr tun.
Amen. You had to wait until it was time, then you go and bring your offering.
Man musste warten, die Zeit abwarten, die Zeit war, das Opfer zu bringen.
So that was the foundation.
Das war also diese Grundlage.
But the Old Testament,
aber im Alten Testament,
was built upon the foundation of the eternal priesthood of Melchizedek.
Das war aufgebaut auf diesem ewigen Priestertum des Melchizedek.
That was the priesthood of Adam.
Das war ein Priestertum Adam.
It was the priesthood of Enoch, of Abel.
Ein Priestertum von Henoch.
And when the Old Testament has finished, the eternal priesthood of Melchizedek continues.
Aber trotzdem das Alte Testament abgeschlossen ist, geht die Ordnung des Melchizedek.
It is the everlasting priesthood.
Alles, das ewige Priestertum ist.
And it is the priesthood of the soul.
Und es ist die Priester,
because the soul is eternal.
Weil die Seele ewig ist.
Amen. The soul is eternal forever.
Die Seele ist für immer, sie ist ewig.
So God says in Psalm 132, if you look at Psalm 132,
in Psalm 1,
it says, I have chosen Zion,
ich habe Zion erwählt,
as my dwelling place.
Als mein Wohnort.
This mountain is the mountain of Zion.
Dieser Berg ist der Berg
Zion. It says, I have chosen Zion,
ich habe Zion auserwählt,
as my dwelling place forever.
Als mein Wohnort für immer.
He says, here will I dwell,
hier werde ich wohnen,
for I have desired it.
Weil ich es so wollte.
And if you go further in Isaiah 66,
Jesaja 66 steht
da. It says, I create Zion a people.
Ich habe ein Volk in Zion erschaffen.
And if you go to Hebrews chapter 12,
und dann Hebräer 12,
it says that we have come to Mount Zion.
Das ist auch, wir sind vom Berg Zion gekommen.
The city of the living God.
Die Stadt des lebendigen Gottes.
And it says in this city there are many dwelling places.
Und in dieser Stadt gibt es viele Wohnungen.
So it goes on and on and on.
He
says, Mount Zion is beautiful for situation, the city of the great king.
Zion, die Stadt auf dem Berg, die wunderbare Stadt des Königs.
Amen. So Zion, it's the city and the temple and the mountain of the Lord.
Und Zion ist der Berg des Herrn, wo der Tempel steht.
And by the way, David set off his kingdom.
David hat sein Königreich.
In Zion.
Auch in Zion errichtet.
Amen. And if you look at Acts chapter 15,
in Apostelgeschichte 15 steht,
if you look at Amos chapter 9, the book of Amos.
Amos, yes. 9.
He says, I will raise up the tabernacle of David.
Heißt es, dass Gott die Hütte Davids wieder
that has fallen down.
He
says, in the last day, say, I will raise up that tabernacle of David.
Amen.
That all nations will flow into it.
Amen.
Amen. So that's the mountain that we are speaking of, the mountain of the Lord. But you see, it must have a foundation.
Aber dieser Berg hat eine Basis.
And the Bible says that the law was brought in as a schoolmaster.
Und es heißt dann, dass das Gesetz gegeben wurde.
The law began from Moses.
Das Gesetz kam von Moses.
And ended with Jesus.
Und hat mit Jesus erfüllt.
So the law was not abolished.
Das Gesetz hat sich, wurde nicht aufgelöst.
The law was incorporated in the New Testament.
Sondern das Gesetz wurde im Neuen Testament absorbiert.
So the principles of the old are still working even today.
Die Prinzipien des Alten Testaments funktionieren also immer noch.
Because it pointed to the reality.
Weil sie sich auf die Realität beziehen.
So in the old there was a temple.
Im Alter, früher gab es den Tempel.
And that temple was a physical temple.
Und dieser Tempel war ein wahrhaftiger, echter
Tempel. In the new there is also a temple.
Im neuen gibt es wieder einen Tempel.
And that temple is me.
Und dieser Tempel, das bin ich.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now in the old in the temple there was an altar.
Und im alten, im echten Tempel gab es ein Altar.
So also in me there is an altar.
Und auch in mir gibt es einen Altar.
The altar was a physical stone altar.
Der Altar damals war ein steinerner Altar.
But this altar happens to be fleshly altar of my soul.
Und der Altar jetzt ist ein fleischlicher Altar in meiner Seele.
And very soon we will talk about the soul. I think we still have time.
Wir haben noch Zeit. Hälfte habe ich ungefähr.
The soul has dimensions.
Die Seele hat auch verschiedene Dimensionen.
Now this is what the devil does not want you to know.
Und das möchte auch der Feind nicht wissen.
And this is what he doesn't want you to walk in.
Und das möchte auch nicht, dass ihr darin wandelt.
The soul has always been a priest and will forever be a priest.
Die Seele war schon immer und wird auch immer ein Priester sein.
Every activity of the soul is worship.
Alles was die Seele tut, ist Anbeten.
The lifestyle of the soul you call culture, but God calls it offering and worship.
Das was die Seele tut, nennt ihr vielleicht Kultur, aber Gott nennt es Lobpreis oder Anbetung.
So what you call lifestyle and traditions and so on in the spirit is referred to as worship, as offering.
Also das was man im Natürlichen als Kultur oder als das nimmt, was man immer tut, das ist in Wirklichkeit eine Art der Anbetung.
So what God is saying to us,
was Gott uns also sagen möchte,
is contrary to what the people in Luxembourg are saying.
Ist zum Beispiel entgegengesetzt von dem, was die Menschen nutzen.
We are who we are.
Wir sind, wer wir sind.
And we shall not change.
Und wir sollen uns nicht ändern.
Where God is saying that we are who we should not be.
Aber Gott sagt uns, wir sind, wer wir sind.
Therefore, we must change. Amen. Hallelujah. So the name of the game is change. So Paul says, we shall be changed. So if you don't want to be changed, you disqualify yourself. Amen. And he says you are changed from one glory to the other.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this mountain has a foundation.
Dieser Berg hat eine Basis.
We've spoken about the temple, we've spoken about the altar.
Wir haben über den Tempel und den Altar gesprochen.
There must be a priesthood.
Es muss also auch ein Priestertum geben.
And there must be a covenant.
Und es muss auch einen Bund geben.
These are the four elements of the apostolic vision.
Das sind die vier Elemente der apostolischen Vision.
Of the New Testament.
Im Neuen Testament.
The priesthood of the old was the priesthood of Aaron.
Das Priestertum im Altertum war das Priestertum Aaron.
It had a beginning, it had an end.
Es hatte einen Anfang und ein Ende.
It was a priesthood according to natural birth.
Es war ein Priestertum in einer nationalen
natural birth. But it had an important principle.
Aber dort gab es ein wichtiges Prinzip.
And it is that principle I would like to talk about, in the next 10 minutes.
Und dieses Prinzip möchte ich in den 10 Minuten erklären.
The priesthood of the old order was the priesthood of the firstborn.
Und dieses Priestertum im Alter war ein Priestertum
der firstborn. The firstborn child.
Das ist Erstgeborene.
Yes. You cannot be a priest unless you are a firstborn.
Man kann nur ein Priester sein, wenn man der Erstgeborene ist.
So the firstborn of Aaron,
der Erstgeborene Aaron,
They were the priests. The children of Aaron, they were the priests.
Die Kinder Aarons waren die Priester.
And in the spirit,
und geistig gesehen,
you cannot be a priest unless you are a firstborn.
Kann man auch nicht Priester sein, es sei denn, man ist der Erstgeborene.
The firstborn is that child that breaks the matrix.
Der Erstgeborene ist der, der die Matrix durchbricht.
Is the child that breaks through the veil.
Der das, den Vorhang durchbricht.
And that was where Brother Mark was going last night.
Und das, was Mark gestern Abend sagte,
he was speaking about Egypt.
Er sprach über Ägypten.
He was speaking about the gods of Egypt.
Und er sprach über die Götter Ägypten.
The son is in prison in Egypt.
Der Sohn ist in Ägypten gefangen.
Passover,
und am Passafest,
is not the history of a people who left Egypt.
Ist nicht über die Geschichte.
Passover is the journey of the soul out of Egypt.
Ist nicht ein Fest in Ägypten, sondern es ist der Weg
into the prison of God.
In das Gefängnis Gottes.
It is a journey from prison to another prison.
Es ist der Weg von einem Gefängnis in ein anderes.
So the soul must break out.
Aber die Seele muss hervorbrechen.
Out of the dominion of the gods of Egypt.
Aus der Herrschaft der Götter Ägyptens heraus.
And when the soul has broken out of those dominions,
und wenn die Seele da herausgebrochen ist,
it qualifies as a firstborn.
Dann qualifiziert es sich als Erstgeborene.
The Bible says Jesus was the firstborn from the dead.
Der Bibel heißt es, dass er der Erstgeborene von den Toten war.
The word Christ,
wenn Christus
speaks of those who have resurrected from the dead.
Christus spricht über die, oder Christus ist repräsentativ für die.
Christ implies resurrection.
Christus beinhaltet die Wiederauferstehung.
Christ implies death.
Christus steht auch für den Tod.
You cannot be in Christ if you have not died.
Man kann nicht in Christus sein.
It is everyone who has died that has resurrected that becomes part of Christ.
Nur wer gestorben und auferstanden ist, kann Teilhaber Christi werden.
So Christ speaks of the resurrection of souls.
Christus spricht also über die Auferstehung der Seelen.
So Acts chapter 2 speaks of the resurrection of Christ.
Apostelgeschichte 2 spricht auch über die,
that he did not leave his soul in hell.
Yes, amen.
The resurrection of Christ means that the soul was not left in hell.
Das heißt, dass die Seele nicht in der Hölle geblieben.
But the soul had to go to hell.
Aber die Seele musste dorthin gehen.
So he that ascended was first of all descended before he could ascend. Amen. So someone says, I want to be part of Christ.
Wenn jemand sagt, ich möchte Teilhaber Christi sein.
You mean you want to die, then you can resurrect. Amen. So the body of Christ are the body of souls that have broken through the veil. That have made the transition from darkness to light. So that is the qualification for priesthood, firstborn. So in the Old Testament, the priesthood were those who were sons of Aaron.
Im Testament sind nur diejenigen Priester geworden, die Söhne waren.
So this new priesthood,
und dieses neue Priestertum,
are men who have resurrected.
Sind auch Menschen, die auferstanden sind.
Who have overcome the flesh.
Menschen, die das Fleisch überwunden haben.
Those who have overcome the world.
Die Welt überwunden haben.
Those who have overcome darkness.
Die Dunkelheit überwunden haben.
And those who have overcome self.
Und die das Selbst überwunden haben.
Now it is when those things have taken place, then the soul becomes free.
Und wenn das alles passiert ist, ist die Seele frei.
You know, so we were speaking of a priesthood.
Wir sprachen über dieses Priestertum.
I'm just summarizing. I will try and go to some detail later.
Ich möchte später vielleicht noch auf Details eingehen.
Now the fourth element of this priesthood is covenant. There was an old covenant
to
establish the old order.
Um die alte Ordnung aufzurichten.
But the Bible says that God found fault with the old covenant.
Aber es heißt, dass Gott einen neuen weiterführenden Bund geschaffen
hat. Because you had a covenant that was faulty, the, as the Greek would say, ab initio, that means right from the beginning, God knew it had a problem.
Und mit dem alten Bund gab es das Problem, dass Gott bereits von Anfang an wusste, dass er anfällig wäre.
Because the Hebrews chapter 9 says he could not address the conscience.
Weil er unser Gewissen nicht ansprechen konnte.
I don't know if you, the problem is in the conscience.
Das Problem ist mit in unserer Wahrnehmung.
And the devil figures that you will never know about the conscience.
Und der Feind möchte, dass man das nicht nie drüber.
That you will never be able to operate at the dimension of the conscience.
Dass man auf dieser Ebene der Bewusstseins sich nie bewegt.
But Revelation chapter 7 puts the finger on it.
Aber Offenbarung 7
sagt says, genau, do not hurt the earth.
Haltet nicht das Feld.
Do not hurt the sea. Do not hurt the sea or bring judgment on the sea or the earth.
Nicht das Meer richten wird.
Or on the trees.
Und auch nicht die Bäume richten.
Until we seal the servants of God in their forehead.
Bis sie versiegelt sind auf ihrer Stirn.
The forehead speaks of the mind.
Und die Stirn spricht von den Gedanken.
The mind of man has four components.
Und in dem darin sind vier Teile enthalten.
And these four components work in two different dimensions
und
of the spirit.
Und die vier Komponenten gehen in zwei Richtungen.
You have the first dimension is that of knowledge. That's the first component of the mind.
Die erste
knowledge.
Komponente ist das Wissen.
The second dimension, or your second part of the mind, is what you call understanding or intellect.
Das zweite ist der Intellekt, das Verständnis.
Now, what was the first again?
The first is knowledge. Knowledge, yes. And the second is understanding or intellect.
Also Wissen, Verständnis.
And then the third one is the conscience.
Wahrnehmung.
And then the fourth one is wisdom.
Und Weisheit sind die vier Aspekte.
These are the four realms of the mind.
Das sind die vier Ebenen des
And these four realms of the mind work together.
Und diese vier gehen beieinander.
In a dimension known as the loins of the mind. What the Bible calls the loins of the mind.
Sie sind diese vier Stränge der Gedanken.
And it's like when you talk about the heart of the soul, the heart of the soul.
Es ist wie das Herz der Seele.
Okay, let me put it this way so that it doesn't confuse. So, don't worry, I'll write them. The second step, I'll come back to it. The second step of this mountain is the dimension of man as an individual. And this man has the body.
Der Mensch hat den Körper,
they had the soul,
die Seele,
and has the spirit.
Und den Geist.
Now, the second dimension of this temple
die weitere Dimension dieses Tempels
is the dimension of the soul.
Ist die Seele.
And then the third dimension is that of the mind.
Dann kommen die Gedanken.
Because the soul has four natures.
Und die Seele hat vier Aspekte.
Has the mind, the emotion.
Gedanken, Emotionen.
Has the desire.
Wünsche.
And then has the will.
Und den Willen.
And then the mind has the first as knowledge.
Und die Gedanken haben Wissen.
The second as the understanding or intellect. Or intellect.
Oder Intellekt.
The third one as the conscience.
Bewusstsein.
And then the fourth one is the wisdom.
Und Weisheit.
And then the last dimension is what I call the loins of the mind. The loins of the mind.
Would that be the same as the reins?
Yes, it's the same thing. Sorry, I jumped one step. This should really be okay. Let's put it this way: you have the conscience.
hat man die Wahrnehmung.
And then the last one is this longings of the mind. So this is the last, that's the loins. So this will be the first one, second, third, fourth, fifth, and then sixth. So there are six dimensions. Now that make up this mountain of the Lord. Amen. Now, these are the different realms that are within you. Amen. And that these are the dimensions that God is walking in. Now, you can see that in some places, we have not even gotten off the ground. And God says, if we have run with the footmen and they wearied you, how are you going to run with the horses? Amen. So when the devil comes against a church, he's coming in all these dimensions. So the Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. You try to fight the devil with carnal methods, with movement, legislation, it's not going to work. Because the devil has already entrenched himself in the realms of the conscience.
Weil der Feind bereits sich auf den Thron gesetzt hat in diesen Bereichen der Wahrnehmung des Sterns.
Now the mind, as we have mentioned,
die Gedanken, die wir hier gesagt haben,
is a spiritual place.
Sind ein geistlicher Ort.
Now if you look at the human body,
wenn man sich den menschlichen Körper anschaut,
the human body has an organization.
Dann hat der Körper eine Organisation.
And God depends on this organization to deal with you.
Und Gott verlässt sich auf diese Organisation im Körper, um mit dir sich, yes, mit
the,
zu handeln.
The head of the body,
der Haupt des Körpers,
is the brain.
Ist das Gehirn.
Now all the coordination of the body is centered on the brain.
Alle Koordination findet im Gehirn statt.
Now, before I forget, because I don't really have a prepared test. Now, there is something that has happened.
Etwas ist geschehen, was man sagen wollte.
Because I want to talk about the philosophies.
Über die Philosophen wollte ich noch etwas sagen.
The philosophies that govern the modern society.
Die Philosophien, die unsere moderne
the modern society. And we're talking about the origin of the, what they call, the modern philosophy that changed, that began with Karl Marx. And all the ideologies that brought in the social revolution and communist revolution. Now, the way God made the soul, if you look at Ezekiel, you look at Isaiah 6, if you look at Revelation, and many other places scattered all through, the soul has four realms, or four natures. Now, the chief dimension of the soul,
die Hauptdimension der Seele,
is the mind.
Sind die Gedanken.
Now, the mind is a sense organ.
Die Gedanken sind ein Wahrnehmungsorgan.
It's sensory. The mind is able to read the environment.
Mit den Gedanken kann man das Umfeld wahrnehmen.
The mind is able to see the environment.
Und sehen.
The mind is able to hear what's happening in the environment.
Man hört was.
The mind is able to smell or discern what's happening in the environment.
Man riecht die Umwelt.
The mind coordinates all the touch, you know, feeling, interacting. And of course, can also taste.
Und auch schmecken,
now, all these senses in the body
und all diese Wahrnehmung
are coordinated in the brain.
Im Gehirn zusammengefasst.
Now, the mind has a relationship. The brain has a relationship with the mind.
Und das Gehirn hat eine Verbindung mit den Gedanken.
And this relationship of the mind with the brain automatically means that the mind has a relationship with the rest of the body.
Und das bedeutet dann gleichzeitig, dass eine Verbindung zum Rest des Körpers besteht.
So, if you saw cheesecake.
I
think they gave us cheesecake. What cake was it?
Close enough.
Okay, close enough. Now, when you saw that,
hast,
you desired it.
Yes.
So, what was happening to you?
Was ist also mit dir passiert?
So, Eve saw something.
Wenn man also etwas sieht, yeah.
She saw that it was good. So her emotions came into it.
Hallelujah.
And because her emotions came into it, something else followed.
Und weil unsere Emotionen dann damit hineinkommen,
she desired it. So the emotions and the desire commanded the will.
Die Emotionen und Wünsche haben also den Willen
to focus and to decide to take it.
Das zu wollen.
Now, something has happened over the past 30 years.
In den letzten 30 Jahren ist etwas geschehen.
There is no serious person or organization or individual that is talking about the age of reason. It's over. The age of reasoning. That battle has been fought and won.
Dieser Kampf ist gewonnen worden.
That battle has been fought and won.
Kampf wurde gekämpft,
because it has accomplished what the devil wanted it to do.
Der Feind hat daran viel erreicht.
It was designed to challenge the Judeo-Christian philosophy and rule over the world.
The
age of reason. Yes, I'm coming there. Now, it was designed to challenge it.
Das wurde da eingesetzt, herauszufordern.
And in Messi will say it was a paradigm shift. It was to do something different.
Yes.
Wurde eingesetzt, damit sie etwas verändert.
Do something out of the mold.
Man sollte nicht mehr einfach so
think out of the box.
Gedanken aus einer Kiste zu nehmen.
It wasn't where the devil was going to.
Das sollte so aber nicht bleiben.
But it was a necessary platform.
War eine notwendige Plattform.
So they had the sexual revolution.
Da gab es die sexuelle Revolution.
They had all the other revolutions.
All die ganzen
Revolutionen. Then the feminist movement began.
Feministische.
The hippie movement began.
Die Hippie-Bewegung.
And all the social changes began to ride on it.
Und diese ganzen sozialen Veränderungen sind.
Now the devil was going for his master stroke.
Jetzt bereitet sich der Feind vor auf seinen.
Now, God does not speak to you through your emotions.
Gott spricht nicht zu dir über deine Emotionen.
You see, because the emotions are very low dimension of the soul.
Weil Emotionen eine sehr niedrige Ebene.
If you look at the different natures of the soul,
wenn man die verschiedenen Aspekte der Seele betrachtet,
there is only one aspect that has the ability to rise.
Gibt es nur einen Teilaspekt, der sich erheben kann.
And that is the mind.
Und das sind die Gedanken.
So if the soul is ever going to rise from the level in which it is,
wenn also die Seele sich jemals erheben,
the salvation must be in the soul.
Dann muss
in the mind.
Now, the
mind is represented by the ego.
Das wird dargestellt durch das Ego, das Ich.
And someone says, my soul is escaped.
Und in einem Lied heißt es, meine Seele ist
as a bird,
wie ein Vogel,
out of the snare of the fowler.
Aus der Schlinge des Vogelstellers.
So the soul can rise.
So kann die Seele sich erheben.
But so the wings that the eagle has represents the ability to function in the spirit. You see, they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as the eagle. So since we came here on Friday, our mind has been rising. Amen. It has been rising.
Hallelujah.
When you come into the presence of God, your mind begins to rise. When you go out of the presence of God, the mind begins to fall. So Isaiah 55 says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so high are my thoughts from your own thoughts. So high are my ways from your own ways. Amen. So the devil wanted to do something. Was to change the operation of the soul. Was to change the way the soul operates. Such that the emotion and the desire become the chief part of the soul. So the combination of the emotion and the desires is a magic word. It's called passions. Or use another word, energy. They say it's positive energy.
Positive energy.
Or negative energy.
Oder auch negative.
And if you are going for any serious interview,
wenn man in einem ernsthaften Interview,
any serious management consultant that is hiring for any company, any serious management consultant,
jeder, der es ernst meint und ein Interview gibt,
that is employing staff for any company,
und der jemanden, wenn man ein Vorstellungsgespräch hat,
they will not hire you if you have negative energy. You must have positive energy. You must be passionate. Your heart must be in it. The people who win the X factor. You know about the X factor, the American idols, the British idol, German idol, all those songs. If the song has no energy, if it is flat, no matter how beautiful the song is, it's not going to go. Because it has no energy. So now, the word he's talking about is now what they call the mental or emotional. Emotional brain or emotional mind. And they talk about emotional intelligence. So before it used to be what they call it intelligence quotient, IQ. So they call it IQ. That you can count. It's not a matter of how much knowledge you have. Now they are looking at what they call the emotional quotient. How emotionally stable you are. Because they find out that the people who commit crime, those who commit murders, it's because they have a problem in their emotion. So most of the crime-related things, investments they're making, has to do with emotion. And to even tell you something much more, serious. Even in commerce, in shops, shop, you know, in business, commerce, shopping. The big shopping organizations,
sind die großen Einkaufsorganisationen,
they are investing on what makes you buy their products. So they are finding, and they've discovered that it has to do with your emotions. So they are spending a lot of money with investigating why people buy things, why you don't buy certain products, and why you buy other products. And it is now a big department. But all that, I was just trying to bring that to show that it is a contemporary situation. And to say that the devil was working to change the way modern man works.
Und euch zu zeigen, wie der Feind versucht, die Art und Weise zu verändern, wie der moderne Mensch empfänglich ist.
Which is contrary to the way God wants you to work.
Und das steht dem entgegen, wie Gott möchte.
The devil wants you and me to be emotional.
Der Feind möchte, dass wir emotional sind.
The devil wants me and you to be passionate.
Er möchte, dass wir uns etwas hingeben für etwas.
But God does not want me to be passionate.
Aber Gott möchte das so nicht.
He doesn't want me to be ruled by my passions.
Er möchte nicht, dass meine Gefühle mich leiten.
God wants the mind.
Sondern Gott möchte, dass die Gedanken
to be the dominant part of me.
Der dominierende Teil in mir ist.
Because the mind is the east gate.
Denn das ist das Osttor.
God deals with man through the mind.
Und dadurch
God will speak to Moses.
Gott sprach zu Moses.
And the Lord spoke to Moses.
Er sprach zu Moses.
The Lord didn't make Moses feel good.
Machte nicht, dass Moses sich gut
fühlte. The Lord didn't make Moses desire.
Machte auch nicht, dass Moses.
And the Lord spoke to Moses.
Sondern der Herr sprach zu Moses.
So the mind is the east gate.
Amen.
The east gate, yeah. So what the devil has done is to close the east gate.
Der Feind hat also das Osttor verschlossen.
And then open the other gates.
Und die anderen Tore geöffnet.
So this is the east gate.
Das ist das Osttor.
And that is the mind.
Yes.
Now there are five other gates.
Es gibt fünf andere Tore.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are five other gates.
Diese anderen Tore.
Of sight. There are five other gates. With the mind is six. The mind is the sixth one. So you have sight. You have the hearing. You have the touch. You have the taste. And what this one? You have the smell. Or discernment. Now, these are what some people call the back doors. The life of God comes to us into the soul.
Kommt in unsere Seele.
And this life of God are the seven spirits.
Und dieser Geist Gottes sind die sieben Geister.
Or the word.
Alles in einem.
Or the blood. These are the three. These are the three things that bring the life of God into the soul.
Diese drei Dinge bringen das Leben in die Seele. Der Geist, der Wort und das Blut.
Now, these five senses. These five senses are in the world, they are in the body.
Wir können auf diese fünf verschiedenen Arten und Weisen etwas empfinden.
They are also in the soul.
Es gibt es auch in der Seele.
Amen. These five senses in the body are also in the soul.
Genau das, was es im Körper gibt, gibt es auch seelisch.
Now, the devil,
der Feind,
is the god of the world.
Ist der Herrscher der Welt.
Amen. Amen. Now, there is a particular type of the soul.
Es gibt einen bestimmten Teil der Seele.
That is found among those who are not born again.
Den man findet bei denen, die nicht wiedergeboren sind.
And the Bible describes this in Revelation chapter 13. The Bible says it was the beast that came from the sea. Amen. Now, this particular type of soul, this gate is blocked. And as I was sharing with the brethren, there was an Islamic jihadist. In the 7th century.
Im 7. Jahrhundert.
Who actually physically blocked the East Gate in Jerusalem.
Der in Jerusalem wirklich das Osttor vermauert hat.
Because he read that a prince was going to enter the into the temple through the East Gate. So he went and he blocked it. But it was a prophetic declaration. Of what has happened to natural man.
Was dem natürlichen Menschen widerfährt.
So the first man Adam has a problem.
Der Mensch Adam hat also ein Problem.
The problem of the first man Adam.
Das Problem des ersten Menschen Adams
ist, that his mind is blocked.
Dass es abgeschnitten ist.
You know what the Bible says, that the God of this world has what? Blinded the minds of those who do not believe.
Das heißt, dass
and even Paul said that up to this day, whenever the New Testament is read, what happened? Whenever the law is read, that there what? There is a veil over the mind. But it doesn't stop there. He said, however, when that mind turns to the Lord, the veil.
Amen.
It's opened.
Amen.
And the life of God begins to enter again. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So say that when you shall turn to the Lord,
yes.
The veil shall be opened. So and that's what the Bible means by the mind of Christ.
Das meint die Bibel mit der Gesinnung
des Geistes. So well, let's leave that first. Let's talk about this first. Because this is one that concerns us. This first dimension.
Diese Dimension, darum geht es uns.
Now, the beastly soul.
Die tierische oder diese Seele, die erfüllt ist von dem Beast.
Is important to you and me.
Das ist wichtig für uns.
Because the Bible says that there was another beast that came from the earth.
Es heißt, dass ein anderes Tier da kam.
This first one was behaving like a dragon. Was speaking like the dragon. But the second one was like a lamb. But when he spoke also speaks like the dragon. So there is something here that is much like the first one. Now the Bible talks about those who are dwelling in heaven. So we see that there are three types of soul.
Wir sehen also wieder, dass es drei Arten der Seele gibt.
The Greek word is ethnos. Ethnos.
Ethnos ist das griechische Wort.
It's from where you have the word ethnic.
Das da kommt ethnisch.
The word ethnos is translated nations.
Das ist übersetzt mit Nationen, ethnisch.
So there are three types of nations on the earth.
Auf der Erde, also in uns gibt es drei Nationen.
There are three types of soul on the earth.
Drei Seelen gibt es.
What the Bible calls the dead soul.
Die tote Seele.
It is dead because it is detached from the heavens.
Die ist da, weil sie die Verbindung zum Himmel verloren hat.
It's like the is said to be that it's like a widow.
Wie eine Witwe.
And the Bible said the high priest cannot marry a widow.
Und es heißt, dass der Hohepriester keine Witwe heiraten darf.
Because the widow, the husband is dead permanently.
Weil der Mann, der Witwe, tot ist für immer.
It is permanently detached from the heavens.
Für immer losgelöst vom Himmel.
It has no ability to receive the life of God.
Sie kann nicht das Leben Gottes empfangen.
The mind is permanently earthbound.
Die Gesinnung ist erdgebunden.
The mind can never rise.
Die Gesinnung kann nie aufsteigen.
To see into the mind of God.
Die Gedanken Gottes zu sehen.
The mind should be fed by the light of God, by the energy of God.
Yeah. Aber sie sollte gefüttert werden mit der Energie.
The carnal man is enmity, is hostile to God.
Aber dieser fleischliche Mensch, die
it can never be friendly with God.
Kann niemals Freund von Gott werden.
It can never gain access into the garden of God.
Niemals kann in den Garten Gottes.
It can never break through the veil.
Und niemand kann sie durchbrechen.
Is forever condemned to the earth.
Sie ist dazu bestimmt,
the emotions will never be excited by God.
Die Emotionen kann von Gott.
The desire will, it will never, the desire will never desire God.
Wünsche werden nicht Gott.
The will is focused on itself.
Der Wille ist nur auf sich selbst.
The will says, I am God.
Der Wille sagt sogar,
the will says, I am made to be a king on the earth.
Der Wille sagt, ich bin König.
Because the devil said, you shall be as gods. So the will is convinced it is a god.
Der Wille ist überzeugt.
And functions as God.
Und
and can never be reconciled to God.
Kann aber nie mit Gott.
So brother says that the Adamic man is going to hell.
Yes.
And you can see the reason why. It can never be reconciled to God.
Kann mit Gott.
So therefore, the high priest, who is Jesus Christ, can never marry the widow.
Aber Jesus Christus kann diese Witwe niemals heiraten, deshalb.
So that represents the foolish bride.
Das sind also die törichten Jungfrauen.
The soul is dry, has no life of God. It's, the vessel is dry and empty.
Vertrocknet.
Amen. So that is the dead soul, the first dimension of the soul.
Das ist diese tote Seele, die erste Dimension.
But there is something important about this soul.
Aber etwas Wichtiges gibt
es hier. It is ruled by its environment.
Ruled by what?
Its environment.
Environment.
Now, and that is a very important aspect. It is ruled by whatever it can see. By whatever it can touch. By whatever it can taste. By whatever it can smell. And the most powerful sense is that of sight. So the Bible talks about the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These are the three chief dimensions in which the soul receives life. So this soul is a worldly soul. If the devil wants to manipulate this soul, all he needs to do is to play on the side. Play on the side. And then the soul will start responding. So if the devil wants to control this soul, the devil manipulates what's happening in the world. So this soul is a reactive soul. It reacts to everything in its environment. And this cannot be the way for us to go. But this is what is ruling in the church right now. And that explains the thing about fashion. It explains the thing about fashion.
Das erklärt, worum es überhaupt geht.
It explains all the thing about social media.
Das erklärt, worum es in den sozialen Medien geht.
And the soul cannot be talking about priesthood of the soul.
Die Seele weiß nichts über die Priesterschaft.
When it is not consecrated.
Wenn sie nicht gereinigt
ist, the purpose, the reason for the outer court.
Der Grund, warum es den äußeren Vorhof gibt,
is to separate the soul from darkness.
Die Seele von der Dunkelheit zu trennen.
In Egypt or outside the tabernacle,
in Ägypten oder außerhalb des Vorhofs,
the soul is in darkness.
Ist die Seele in Dunkelheit.
There are five major functions of the soul.
Die Seele hat fünf Hauptaspekte.
The soul is a priest.
Ihre Funktion als Priester.
He must bring offering.
Muss Opfer bringen.
Whether it is in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of light, he must bring offering.
Egal ob im Königreich der Dunkelheit oder im Königreich des Lichts.
When are we closing?
We are open.
Tomorrow morning, I guess.
No, we should agree. We should agree. We can't go indefinitely. When do I stop? It's 10 minutes to 10, to 9.
You stop after questions.
Okay, fine.
10 minutes to 9, it's only 10.
Okay, it's only 10 to 9. Okay, alright, okay, fine. What does I say? That I lost.
Five basic functions.
Good. Yes. So now there are some basic functions of the soul. And those are important. They are very, very crucial. And because it relates to you, you have to understand that wherever I am, my soul must function in those five dimensions. One, the soul is made to bring offering. So whether I am an unbeliever or I am a believer, my soul will always bring offering. That's one. Number two, the soul was made to be a bride. The soul must be married. Either in darkness or in light. There must be a higher spirit that rules and marries the soul. Or dominates the soul. That's the second one. Now, the third one is that the soul was made to be in a place of dominion, to rule. Either in rebellion, and God calls it the kings of the earth. Or as a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So you can see, when you look at the ark, or you look at the holiest of all, you see the crown of gold round about the ark of the covenant. And that speaks of the joint heirship of the soul, being a son, ruling over the.
Und das bedeutet, dass wir Miterben sind.
And now the other point is that the soul must be involved in a ministry.
Und die Seele muss in einem Dienst dastehen.
Either as a life-giving spirit.
Als lebensgebender Geist.
Or as Brother Bot, that's part of what Brother Bot was talking today about the creative life or ability that you have. Man has a creative ability. This creative ability are in twofold. The darkness in the world was not made by the devil. It was made by you and me. The life also in the world, you and I have the ability to also be life giving spirits.
Amen.
So the soul of man has the ability to incubate life and export it. Or to manufacture darkness and also export it. So those are two ministries of the soul. Either to bring life or to bring death and darkness. And then the fifth one is that the soul of man is a habitation of spirits. It is a realm in which spirits dwell. It is a realm in which spirits find comfort. Either it is the dwelling place of God, as represented by the holiest of all, in bringing pleasure to God. He said, I have desired it as my dwelling place. Say, God dwells in the praise of his people. Say, God dwells between the wings of the cherubim. The cherubim speaks of, it is a biblical word that represents the redeemed soul. Or, if the soul is not redeemed, then it is unregenerated or a beastly soul. And becomes a hard, you say it is the cage of every unclean bird. A habitation of spirits. And a place where devils and demons dwell in. So that's actually what God means by Babylon.
That's what God as Babylon.
He's speaking of the condition of the soul.
der Zustand als der Seele.
Amen. So those are the five major dimensions. The last one is that the soul must be a place of communion, fellowship.
Und dann ist die Seele der Ort der Begegnung.
Amen. So this soul that is in a fallen state.
Die Seele in diesem Zustand, in dem gefallenen Zustand,
is involved in these five ministries, five functions. And it's a place of devils, having fellowship and receiving life from devils.
Und da hat sie Gemeinschaft mit den Geistern und bekommt davon ihr Leben.
Yes. So the plan of God is that these back doors must be closed.
Aber der Plan Gottes ist, dass die anderen Hintertüren geschlossen werden.
And then the east gate will be opened.
Und nur das eine Tor geöffnet wird.
So that the life of God begins to come in.
Dass das Leben Gottes einfallen kann.
Now, the journey from this realm into the place where these ones are closed and this is opened is the intermediate. It's the place of mixture.
The place of what?
Mixture.
Mixture.
Where this east gate is beginning to open.
Dieses Tor fängt an sich zu öffnen.
And the back doors are still open.
Aber die anderen Tore sind immer noch geöffnet.
So when we're in fellowship, we receive life from God.
Wenn wir in Gemeinschaft sind, dann erhalten wir Gottes Leben.
When we go out of fellowship, we begin to receive life
from our senses. Und wenn wir rausgehen, bekommen wir durch unser
And the oil we receive is drained out to the devil. Amen. So this is the place where the church is currently. And God is giving us time to close these back doors and open this east gate.
Yes.
To open the east gate,
öffne das Osttor.
We must deal with the mind. We must deal with the mind. Yes. Amen. Now, let me deal with an important aspect. I guess many of us are tired, so we can just call a break. Maybe some other time we can go over this. But it's important to touch on this. To end with the mind. The New Testament is about the mind.
What?
About the mind.
Da geht es nur um die Gesinnung.
Now, if my New Testament experience does not deal with the mind, then I am in the old.
Denn wenn ich nicht in dem Neuen Testament lebe, dann bin ich nur im Alten.
If my New Testament experience today does not deal with my mind. If I am not dealing with my mind, that I am actually in the old. Because the old did not affect the mind. It's a hard fact. And those of us in the end time movement, this is our problem. Those of us who are hearing this word, the reason why we're not making much progress is because of this disconnect.
Yes.
Because we are not dealing with the mind. You see, the priesthood of Aaron was a type of the priesthood of the new. Now, this Aaron, to be a priest in the old, you must have the effort. Is it not so? You must wear the effort. It is when you wear the effort that you function as a priest. And there was something in the effort that was interesting, that was important. It's called the Urim and the Tumim.
Amen.
The Urim and it means the light and the perfections of God. The Urim and the Tumim. It means the light and the perfections of God. Amen. This is what made you the high priest.
Das hat dich zum hohen Priester gemacht.
Because with this, the priest was able to hear from God.
Denn nur hiermit konnte der Priester Gott hören.
He was able to know the mind of God.
Er konnte die Gesinnung Gottes erkennen.
Simply put,
einfacher gesagt,
this speaks of the conscience.
Das ist die Wahrnehmung.
Amen. The conscience is the seat of judgment.
Die Wahrnehmung ist der Sitz des Gerichts.
The conscience is the place where the mind is able to discern that something is evil or good.
In der Wahrnehmung bestimmen wir ob wir feststellen, dass etwas gut oder böse ist.
It is the seat of life. It is the seat of life. It is where the death is separated from life. And the Bible says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. It comes down to the conscience. And Hebrews 9 says that whenever the high priest goes in to make an atonement,
in Hebräer heißt es, wenn der Hohepriester hineingegangen ist, um Sühnung zu erwirken.
Now, even though he makes that atonement with blood,
auch wenn er das mit Blut versiegelt hat,
he still had a conscience of sins.
Hatte er trotzdem noch eine Unterscheidung von Sünden.
So he had to go back the next day.
Also musste er am nächsten Tag noch einmal.
So there was a need for a continual offering. And the reason why we are not breaking through as a people is that we are not dealing with the conscience. The blood is for the conscience. Because it said that Jesus Christ, through one offering, is able to purge the conscience. This is Hebrews 9:14. It's able to purge the conscience from dead works. And the fundamental law of the doctrine of Christ, as you find in Hebrews chapter 6, is repentance from dead works. So you see, we cannot say we are coming into Christ when the dead works in the emotions, in the desire, in the conscience are not being dealt with.
Wir können also nicht sagen, dass wir in Christus eintreten, wenn diese toten Werke in unseren Emotionen, in unserem Willen.
So the Bible says in Hebrews 9, in Hebrews 8, that he brought a new covenant, a better covenant.
Hebräer 8 spricht davon, dass es einen neuen, einen besseren
Bund. And he says, I will put my law in the inward part. Brother, I want you to know that there is a higher law. The devil knows that there is a higher law. Paul called it the law of my mind. There is a law of the mind. And God says that if God is going to judge the Gentiles, your great-great-grandfathers who never heard about Jesus, the great-great-grandparents who never heard about Jesus, how will God judge them? He's going to judge them by the higher law. He's not going to judge them by the law of Moses. He will judge them by the law of their conscience. Yes. He's going to judge them by a higher law. There is a law that goes beyond natural law. Do not do this. Do this. There is a law God wants established within the soul. Because it says that out of Zion shall the law go forth. And the word of the law from Jerusalem. Now, the other reason is that Paul said he had a problem. That the things he wants to do,
Dinge, die er tun möchte,
is not able to do.
Kann er nicht tun.
That the things he does not want to do
aber die Dinge, die er nicht tun möchte,
are the things he does.
Sind die Dinge, die er tun.
That if he
wenn er
is in agreement with the law of God, then that means that there is a law in his members that makes him to do the things he doesn't want to do. See, it is no longer I that does it. See, it is the law of sin and death that dwelleth in me that compels me to do the things I do. So, brethren, that is what the old covenant cannot do. This present experience we are having of do not, of do this, rules and regulations will not and cannot solve the problem in our members. God designed a better solution.
Aber Gott hat eine bessere Lösung.
So I will put my law
in the inward man.
So upon their heart I will write it. And he says that no man will know who need to say to his brother. He said that when God puts this law, his design is that no man will say to his brother, Ginosko the Lord.
Kennst du nicht den Herrn?
The word Ginosko means to know. That's the Greek word. It's the Greek word. I'm saying. Because they shall all eido me. He used another Greek word, eido. They shall all see. And that seeing is the seeing of the mind. So Paul was praying that the eyes of the understanding might be enlightened. So the New Testament has the solution.
Im Neuen Testament ist eine Lösung auf.
And if we had time to go a little bit deeper into it,
wenn wir Zeit hätten, da tiefer hineinzusteigen,
we can see the practical applications.
Kann man die Anwendungsmöglichkeiten.
I'll just give you one or two stories, then I'll close.
There's
a young man called Daniel.
Es gab einen jungen Mann, Daniel hieß er.
A young man, Daniel, called Daniel. Daniel walked in the realm of the new. The king said, it's fine.
Und der König sagte, gut,
tell me the dream.
Sage du mir den Traum.
Then I know you have the interpretation.
Dann weiß ich, dass du auch die Interpretation hast.
Now, this is where the boys are separated from the men.
Daran werden Jungen im Vergleich zu Männern unterschieden.
And this is where the church is going to be separated.
Und auch da wird die Gemeinde.
And this is what is going to make the difference with all that the devil is planning.
Das macht den Unterschied an all dem, was der Feind plant.
The suicide bombing and all the things the devil has in mind.
Die Selbstmordattentäter und alles das, was der Feind plant.
This is the place where you and I can be miles ahead of the devil.
Hier können wir Meilen vor dem Teufel sein.
So Daniel had to do something.
Daniel musste etwas tun.
So he had to go into eternity. But about that, to talk about eternity, there is a place where words are stored. There is a place where dreams are stored. You see, the devil operates, has access to the subconscious, what you call the subconscious. The devil has access to it. Now, this is something the devil is very confident in. If the devil wants to spread a new type of fashion, he goes to the dimension of the subconscious. He goes to the realm of the mind. And he spreads the idea. People start having dreams and visions.
und die Menschen haben.
Somebody has a creative idea and introduces something new.
Und jemand hat vielleicht eine kreative Idee.
And everybody in the world starts running after it.
Und jeder läuft ihm hinterher.
Because he has access.
Weil Zugang hat.
To the mountain.
Zu der Bergspitze.
But Daniel also had access.
Aber Daniel hatte auch.
So Daniel was able to hear the dream, was able to know the dream.
Daniel wusste diesen Traum.
And he also had the interpretation.
Und hatte auch die Erklärung dafür.
And that made the difference.
Und das hat den Unterschied gemacht.
Amen. Amen. Now, I believe the church of this end time,
ich glaube, die Gemeinde dieser letzten Zeit,
must come to that place of experience.
Muss diese Erfahrung machen.
Because the thing what we are receiving from God is total.
It's
total. God is giving us total access. And we have an example. And that example is a man called Jesus Christ.
Und dieses Beispiel ist Jesus Christus.
Jesus was a holy of holies man. Walking on the earth. Jesus was the holiest of all men that walked upon the earth. As an example, that you and I can also walk in that holiest of all experience. So when you say you want to be like Jesus, you are saying you want to walk in that dimension without any limits. Without any limits. Amen. Amen. Now, it's the same principle of the first Adam that you find in the second Adam. It is the principle of Emmanuel. It is the principle of Emmanuel. It is the principle of Christ. God in a human vessel.
God in a menschlichen
Wesen. In a human vessel. And when God comes into man,
when
that human vessel changes and becomes a redeemed soul. Amen. So if you look at the tabernacle, you see that the cherubims were part of the mercy seat. It's showing that the cherubims are now part of the joint heirs. It's now one with God. That is the inheritance we have, that we are going to be one with God. And Jesus walked as a man who was one with God. Even though he was on earth, he walked as one whose mind was one with God. And the Bible says it's the same spirit that was in Jesus. It's the same spirit that is in us. It was the same spirit that was in the first Adam.
Und der gleiche Geist,
because God breathed into the Adam. God in man.
Gott in den Menschen,
and he became a living soul.
Und wurde lebend.
That's how God is also breathing into us. So when God opens this gate,
wenn Gott dieses Tor öffnet,
the life of God begins to come into the soul.
Kommt das Leben Gottes in unser Leben.
And this soul is going to be changed.
Und diese Seele wird verändert.
It will become the most holy place.
Und wird zum Heiligen.
It will become the third heaven.
Es wird der dritte Himmel.
And it will have the likeness and the image of God.
Und sie wird so aussehen wie Gott.
So it will be like God.
Und sie wird sein wie Gott.
In actual fact, God will be living on the earth through us.
Und dann kann Gott durch uns in der Welt leben.
Emmanuel means God in man.
Emmanuel heißt Gott im Menschen.
So it means God in my situation.
Yes.
Emmanuel heißt Gott in meiner Situation.
So, brethren, we are coming into the place of practical experience.
Geht es praktische Erfahrung.
Where God wants to come into our personal experience.
Amen. Wo möchte Gott uns praktisch etwas sagen?
So this thing that we're talking about is not theory.
Alles, was ich hier spreche, ist nicht Theorie.
When you have a problem,
wenn du ein Problem hast,
Emmanuel,
dann sagt Emmanuel,
God comes into that situation.
Und dann kommt Gott in deine Situation.
And that situation will change.
Und diese Situation wird sich verändern.
That experience, that thing will experience the touch of God.
diese Situation wird eine völlige Umkehrung erfahren.
Whether it's in our body or in our soul, God wants to come into our situations. So, brethren, there is a new experience about to come to us. Into our finances, into our relationships, into our mountains, into our valleys, into our crooked experiences, even into the ancestral situations.
In unsere Situation jetzt, in der wir sind.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel kommt.
God.
Gott.
In man.
Im Mensch.
God. In my situation.
Gott in meiner Situation.
But the thing is, do we believe?
Das glauben wir.
Do we believe it can be a reality?
Glauben wir, dass das wahr sein kann?
I said to God, I must walk in it.
Ich sagte zum Herrn, dass ich darin wandeln möchte.
Because the husbandman must be the first partaker of the fruit.
Denn ich will Teil dieser ersten Früchte sein.
You know, so those days of saying the sons of God shall come.
Es heißt, dass die Söhne Gottes kommen sollen.
Are over.
Diese Tage, wo sie kommen sollen.
The sons of God are being made manifest.
Sondern die Söhne Gottes offenbaren sich.
Because heaven is coming down to earth.
Denn der Himmel kommt.
Because the fullness of God is coming down to us.
Die Fülle Gottes kommt.
And the door is open for us.
Die Tür ist für uns geöffnet.
To walk into the experience of the miraculous.
Um in diesen wundersamen Wegen zu gehen.
Where every day will become a miracle.
Wo jeder Tag ein Wunder.
Every obstacle becomes a reason for God to show himself strong. Now, what that means, it's not saying we are not going to come, it's not saying that we are not going to come against situations. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord will deliver them from them all. So the practicality is that when you are in a situation, it is an opportunity. It is an opportunity for you to see God.
Gott zu sehen.
Manifest his Godness.
Dass er seine Göttlichkeit zeigt.
Amen. Amen. And it's going to be an opportunity for testimony.
Und es ist eine Zeit für Zeugnis.
Because he said that they will say, let us go to the house of the Lord. How can they say when they do not see?
Wie kann man das tun, wenn man es nicht sieht?
Amen. So what he's saying is that our mentality must change.
Unsere Mentalität muss sich verändern.
We must change our mentality.
Die muss verändert werden, die Mentalität.
I must change my attitude.
Ich muss meine Einstellung
ändern. Now when I run up against a storm,
dass wenn ich im Sturm bin,
I don't start complaining and all that.
Dass ich nicht anfange,
I say, God, thank you for this storm.
Ich sage, danke,
because I know you want to manifest yourself in it.
Ich weiß, du willst dich hier in meiner Situation.
And he says, stand still and see the salvation of our God.
Die Errettung unseres Gottes.
Amen. So we are coming into the place of overcoming.
Wir müssen an diesen Punkt der Überwindung kommen.
We are coming to the place where we are going to overcome.
Wo wir überwinden müssen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, I got it. Did you get it too?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. God bless.